This morning on WCHL, another dose of winter weather is heading our way, and ice is likely to play a major role this time around. The race for Orange County's next sheriff could be the most heavily contested, with a half dozen men fighting for that position.
I used to make the joke that, you know, when the sheriff finally did decide to call it quits, it would look like the time trials at the Daytona 500.
And Carborough's Improv Theater, DSI, might be making its way to Chapel Hill.
Obviously, it was a surprise, and the lease ending here was something that forced our hand in a couple different ways.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. Despite being the underdog both times, the Carolina women's basketball team completed a sweep of Duke yesterday. Plus, the Carolina men look for their 12th straight win tonight against Notre Dame. And
will Carolina follow a flawless February with a memorable March?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
50 degrees at WCHL 806. A winter weather advisory in effect starting at noon today. Rain this morning and some freezing precipitation coming soon. Here's National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp.
You'll notice the wind shift around to the northeast and becoming kind of blustery, and then the temperature's dropping also. We are expecting rain to move into the area here shortly. It'll probably be raining, if not by the beginning of the morning commute, at least by the last half of the morning commute, it looks like. And we are expecting rain for a good part of the morning. Looks like around, I will say, anywhere from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., sometime in that two-hour time window. There'll be enough cold air in the lower parts of the atmosphere to change the rain over to a mostly sleet, maybe mix at times a little freezing rain, but mostly sleet. And that sleet will continue for a good part of the afternoon.
What kind of a situation could we be facing tomorrow morning at this time?
Well, tomorrow morning we're looking at temperatures down around 15 to 16 degrees, so it's going to be much colder. Any moisture that the rain deposits on the roadways later today in the sleet, that will quickly freeze onto the roadways, and so it could be a very slick commute tomorrow morning.
I'm going to ask you the question that a lot of people would ask if they had the opportunity. Why is it that the weather forecast just seems to swing from one extreme to another? It's warm one day, the next we're talking about a freezing warning and all that sort of thing. What's happening?
Well, that's the transitions of the seasons, pretty much. It's not too unusual to see these mild days followed by a really cold snap. And again, those usually happen during the change of seasons from in which we're going into. You'll start seeing here in a few days, or actually in about a week or so, that we'll start seeing temperatures, or at least days where the temperatures are more mild for a longer period of time than we've been having here recently.
And because of ice being such a prominent part of this forecast, this could cause more problems on the roadways than we've had in a while.
Exactly, yeah. We're expecting mostly sleet, and where the sleet does come down heavy enough, even though temperatures like yesterday were in the lower 70s, a lot of people are thinking, well, the ground temperatures are pretty warm and pretty much melt on impact. Well, we're expecting the sleet to come down heavy enough at times that it will quickly accumulate. And when it does that, the effects of the ground will become negligible, and it can really make some for slick roadways this afternoon and early this evening.
A lot of rain this morning, but nothing else. 49 degrees right now at WCHL. That is National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp. Now, with this kind of forecast upon us, we would expect some school announcements, and we have a few to pass along to you. Orange County schools will close early today. Elementary schools will release at 11:20. Middle schools get out at 12:20, and the high schools will get out at 12:45. That's in the Orange County school system. Alamance Burlington schools closing at 11 a.m. Durham Public Schools will be closing 3 hours early. Orange Charter Schools closing at 11:30. And we have all the details on everything on our website, a complete list there, chapelboro.com. Check it periodically throughout the day. We'll have all the information on there, but of course we'll have it here on WCHL as well. We just heard from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, and they have decided to make some changes in their regular schedule today as well. And as I speak, 11 a.m., elementary schools get out, 11:20, middle schools and at 12:20 is when the high schools will release today. That is in the Chapel Hill, Carborough City schools that just came in. And again, those are all the announcements we have to pass along to you. Stay tuned to WCHL, and we'll have more as they become available. With six candidates vying to be Orange County's top lawman, the sheriff's race could be the hottest contest in the ballot this May. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The half-dozen men running to be Orange County's next sheriff have been eyeing the job for a long time.
Sheriff Pendergrass got me started in this. You know, he asked me when I was 15 years old what I wanted to do with my life, and I basically told him that one day I would have his job.
That's candidate Buddy Parker. Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has held the job for more than 30 years, so when he announced last fall he was not seeking re-election, a flood of hopefuls surged forward. In addition to Parker, the candidates who filed to run are Charles Blackwood, Andy Cagle, David Caldwell, Larry Fawcett, and Keith Webster. Blackwood says the crowded contest is to be expected.
I used to make the joke that, you know, when the sheriff finally did decide to call it quits, it would look like the time trials at the Daytona 500, and it has certainly proven to be that way. In fact, I'm surprised there are not more people running.
Blackwood retired from the Orange County Sheriff's Office in 2012 after a 32-year career that culminated in serving as Major of Operations. Larry Fawcett is also a veteran of the Sheriff's Department. He retired as a captain and now coaches at Cedar Ridge High School. David Caldwell served 22 years in the department. Since retiring, he's helped spearhead efforts of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association to lobby for the county to close the landfill and extend sewer service to the area. Keith Webster has 21 years in law enforcement and has worked with both the Sheriff's Office and the Hillsborough Police Department. He's currently a lieutenant with the Carborough Police. Buddy Parker has been with the Hillsborough Police for 19 years. He serves as a sergeant supervising a patrol squad. And though five of the candidates have law enforcement experience, Andy Cagle, owner and operator of Cagle's Corner Grading, Hauling, and Septic Systems in Eflin, says his decades as a local businessman will serve him well if elected.
Well, I'm going to look at things a little different. Like I said, no, I don't have any law enforcement, like I said, but you know, I do have a strong sense of what's right and what's wrong.
The candidates are quick to praise retiring Sheriff Pendergrass, but most say it's time to modernize the department. They call for improved cooperation with other agencies, increased diversity in hiring, adoption of new technologies, and a focus on addressing drug-fueled property crimes throughout the county. With six Democratic candidates and no Republicans, the race will be decided in the May 6 primary. The contest might have continued until November, but two candidates, Parker and Cagle, switched party affiliation in recent years. Parker has run for sheriff twice in the past decade as a Republican, but he says his decision to register as a Democrat has nothing to do with getting elected.
It has nothing to do with the race. It's a personal decision that I made, and I'd like to leave it at that.
Voters registered as Republicans can't vote in the Democratic primary, but those looking to have a say in the sheriff's race could participate if they change their party affiliation to unaffiliated by contacting the Orange County Board of Elections by April 10th. Despite the crowded field, David Caldwell says the race will be a friendly one, as most of the candidates have worked together over the years.
We've all got some large shoes to fill. Pretty much we all know each other. We have worked together, most of us. And I think it's a tribute to all those that think that we have something to offer the county and the people of the county.
And Charles Blackwood agrees.
They're all good friends of mine and will remain as such. I respect them. I care a great deal about them, and I won't let the political process change that.
Early voting starts April 24th and runs through May 3rd. The primary election is May 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Let me tweak just a little of the information I gave out just a moment ago. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Here's the correct information. I was wrong on a little bit of this. Elementary schools will release at 11 a.m. Middle schools get out at 11:45. And the high schools at 12:30. Needless to say, no after-school activities scheduled for today. Again, that is a slight correction in what we gave you just a little while ago. And the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Again, all this information is on our website, the complete list there. In other news this morning, the Chapel Hill Town Council will delve into the details of the proposed Ephesus Fordham renewal plan at a special work session coming up tonight. That plan calls for rezoning 190 acres to encourage new commercial and residential development, as well as $10 million worth of roadway improvements to one of Chapel Hill's most congested intersections. Town staffers say the plan will improve the area's traffic flow and stormwater problems while increasing the town's commercial tax base. However, some residents are concerned that the council council's plan to try a new type of zoning called form-based code will cut the council and the public out of the development review process. Tonight, the council will examine the proposal in depth. Although public comment is not necessarily or not normally welcome at council work sessions, that rule will be waived tonight to allow feedback both before and after the staff presentation. The council will meet tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Chapel Hill Public Library. After a decade as a Carborough institution, the DSI Comedy Theater announced last week that it was losing its lease in Carmel in May, leaving its future in our area, at least temporarily, up in the air. But now, theater owner Zach Ward says after a quick search and a lot of help from local business leaders, he's close to finalizing plans for a new, larger space in downtown Chapel Hill.
Obviously, it was a surprise, and the lease ending here was something that forced our hand in a couple different ways, but in a matter of 48 hours, we identified a space in Chapel Hill and are now at a point that we're sort of dotting I's and crossing T's and figuring out if the space will work.
Ward says he's hoping to make an official announcement with the exact location sometime within the week.
I'm very excited about the new space. It's been a roller coaster, but the new space that we're working out the details for will allow us to have shows, classes, rehearsals, 5 nights a week, and an office space all in the same building. So we're looking at it as an opportunity to really grow the company and create even more of a community than we have already.
The timeline is still in the works, but Ward says new space should be ready to open by the time the old one closes, so DSI Comedy Theater can continue running classes and camps throughout the summer. DSI has been in its Carmel location for 8.5 years, and during that time, it's become a significant part of Carborough's arts and entertainment scene. Most notably, it hosts an annual festival in February each year that brings hundreds of comics to town from around the country. But Ward says the new location will be close enough to Carborough that the theater can hang on to its roots while simultaneously moving forward.
Carborough has been fantastic to us, the town, the mayor, so it will be bittersweet, but even though we are located in Chapel Hill, we'll be able to partner with and serve Carborough in the same way.
Plans for the move began back in January. Carmel management elected not to renew DSI's lease in order to allow the 2-year-old Venable Bistro to expand into that space. News out of Duke University this morning, undergraduate tuition at Duke will increase 4% to $45,800 a year following approval by the school's Board of Trustees. The school says the total cost for the next academic year will be about $60,530. That includes tuition, room, board, and fees. Duke also uses a need-blind admissions policy under which a university accepts U.S. students without considering their ability to pay. The school then meets 100% of their demonstrated financial need. More than half of all Duke students receive some form of financial assistance from the university. The trustees also approved higher tuition rates Duke's graduate and professional schools will have. The trustees met Saturday after a 2-day retreat at Stanford University out in Palo Alto, California. WCHL News Time, 8:17. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now let's check in with Rand Northam and get the latest on traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part right now. A couple slowdowns to let you know about. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. Southbound on 15501 between NC-54 and Manning Drive, and NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing some minor to moderate delays at this time. I-40 moving smoothly, the Durham Freeway looking pretty good. MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street moving smoothly for the most part. You might see some slight delays on Estes Drive heading westbound right now between Franklin Street and MLK. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just think about all the things we can be talking about 24 hours from now.
Yeah, no kidding.
It might be dramatically different.
That's true, and we'll keep an eye on it for sure.
Yep. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. A winter weather advisory goes into effect at noon today. Rain expected all morning, and rain changing over to some sleet later on in the morning, and sleet with possible snow and freezing rain in the afternoon. Little or no snow and sleet accumulation, ice accumulation around a trace, and that could cause some problems. High today in the middle 50s, but the temperatures will go down, plummeting, in fact, all the way down to the upper 20s by the end of the day. Some strong winds, gusts up to 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy and clearing around midnight with a low around 15. Some strong winds tonight, wind chill values as low as 3. Tomorrow, partly sunny, much cooler with a high in the upper 30s. Also, wind chill values as low as 4 above in the morning. So, some really cold weather is on the way here. 820 at WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News around town this morning. If you're new to Medicare, or will be soon, the Orange County Department on Aging is teaming up with the North Carolina Seniors Health Insurance Information Program for a free Welcome to Medicare seminar. Experts will be on hand to explain the Medicare system and answer all your questions. The seminar will take place at the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro on Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 p.m., with another one set for Thursday, March 6th at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill from 1 until 3. Space is limited, so register in advance by contacting the location of your choice for the Central Orange Senior Center and for the Seymour Center. We have all the contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. It's 8:21 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll start with women's basketball. WCHL, number 14, North Carolina women's basketball team slid by number 7, Duke, 64-60 yesterday afternoon at Carmichael Arena, earning the season sweep of the Blue Devils to improve to 22-8 overall, 10-6 in conference play. What a win for North Carolina. They did it again. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at what happened.
For Duke, I want to wish them the best of luck. I know they're down a couple of players, but they're still very talented and they're still very well coached, and they'll find a way. They'll find a way. They're champions, and that's why they fought back today and gave us a battle at the end, because they're champions. They love to compete. As far as Tar Heels, I thought we played very hard. I thought we did a lot of very, very good things, and we didn't make some shots I thought we should have made, but it was one of our best games this year, and I'm really proud of the players.
That was UNC Associate Head Coach Andrew Calder after Carolina's regular season finale win. Sunday marked the first time Duke was swept by UNC since the 2007-2008 season. With Head Coach Sylvia Hatchell looking on from the stands, the Tar Heels played to a quick tempo that the Blue Devils struggled to keep up with for much of the contest. Alicia Gray came out of the locker rooms a new person in the second half, knocking down three quick three-pointers to give Carolina the commanding 47-31 lead, going on a 14-0 run. But the Blue Devils went on a 16-0 run of their own to cut the deficit down to 3 points at 50-47 with 6:35 to play in the game. The momentum had swung completely in Duke's favor, but determined makes by Stephanie Mavunga in the paint staved off the Blue Devil attack and allowed the Tar Heels to put away the game down the stretch. Coach Calder says Mavunga was a big contributor to UNC's success.
Stephanie was very determined from the last game when Williams got a career-high 28 on her that she was going to defend. And she did a very good job today and contributed both also on the offensive end with 7 offensive rebounds. So we're very proud of her effort today.
One of the key factors to deciding the game was rebounding. The Tar Heels were crucially able to out-rebound a much taller Blue Devil squad, 35-33. Diamond DeShields led the Tar Heels with 18 points, while Mavunga and Gray added 12 points apiece. With her scoring Sunday, DeShields became the first UNC freshman to score 500 points in a season. But DeShields says she was pleased with her ability to showcase other facets of her game. She says she's not just a scorer, but also a well-rounded player.
Made an effort to be better at other things this game, and because that's just what I needed to do, my shots weren't falling, so I had to contribute elsewhere. So I know I got the big offensive rebound in the second half, and I was getting some good assists, finding Alicia, finding Steph on the backside. That's what I can do, and those are all parts of my game that didn't show last time we played Duke, but they showed tonight.
Duke's Trisha Liston posted a team-leading 19 points while Elizabeth Williams put up 12 points, but it wasn't enough to prevent a series sweep for Carolina. Duke head coach Joanne McCallie says the Blue Devils were just not consistent enough to top the Tar Heels.
But we just didn't do a full, for us it wasn't a full 40 minutes. I mean, it was some really, like you indicated, for us there were some really good pockets of opportunity, but there was a critical after the half. I mean, I don't know what was that. I mean, it was just, you know, it was poor execution, poor effort, really. Poor effort was the bigger thing, I would say, for us. And then, of course, our effort became really big after that. I think we've got to be a consistent team.
Next up for the Tar Heels is the ACC tournament in Greensboro later this week. UNC will play Thursday at 8 p.m. against the winner of the Wake Forest-Pittsburgh game. Coach Calder says moving forward into postseason play, his team is confident it can take down anybody in the country.
Forward to playing this weekend, and we'll be fired up. We are, as you know, we're talented, and we feel like we can beat anybody anywhere, but we could struggle in some games too, and right now we think we're getting ready to gel, and we're going to take off.
And who knows, head coach Sylvia Hatchell may be back coaching her beloved Tar Heels in the postseason. Coach Hatchell told ESPN Sunday she is aiming to be back for the start of the NCAA tournament, pending her doctor's approval. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks a lot for that, Matt. Barry Jacobs joins us now in ACC Sports Journal, Mr. Everything when it comes to ACC basketball. And Barry, we only have a couple of minutes here, but I wanted to talk to you about the Carolina men. Tar Heels were able to win ugly on Saturday, and sometimes it's important to get those victories as well when you don't play well, but you still find a way to end up in the win column.
Well, I think it's tough to get up for every game. And, you know, there was a period there where the Tar Heels were playing some very tough opponents in big-time circumstances, like the Duke game, followed by a return engagement with Wake, which had beat them, followed by going to NC State. You're playing the last-place team in the league. You're coming to the home stretch. It's understandable that your attention might wander a little bit or your aches might hurt that much more.
Well, a lot of people may say that tonight is the perfect opportunity for that to happen, where the Tar Heels might be looking ahead to the game against Duke, but I would think that all the senior night festivities might keep that from happening tonight at the Smith Center against the Fighting Irish.
Well, there are people like our friend Archansky who think that the senior game is actually a distraction emotionally from just winning a game, especially when you start some of the walk-ons, and then may not recover the disadvantage that you start out with. But I frankly think that knowing that they have a few days off, knowing that Coach Williams will not take kindly to not playing well tonight, and having a bunch of practices between now and Duke, I think they would want to do well so that they're not suffering for the next few days in practice.
Tar Heels in good shape going into the ACC tournament, and in light of Virginia's regular season championship, this looks like it's going to be quite a tournament, Barry.
Yes, and Virginia's Carolina's last loss, January 20th, believe it or not. And so, yes, I think this is going to, well, you know, we often say this, and it doesn't usually come to pass, but this certainly looks like several teams, Virginia and North Carolina being the two most prominent, are peaking just as we go into the tournament, while Syracuse is fading, and we'll see about Duke Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, listen, thanks for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.
That is Barry Jacobs, WCHL, 827. Now let's find out what Art has to say.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Will Carolina follow a flawless February with a memorable March? This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Within the Tar Heels' 12 wins in their last 13 games was an undefeated month of February, going 8-0 as part of their current 11-game winning streak. March did not start out as well, with a shaky 4-point win over last-place Virginia Tech in one of those games that turned into a clock watcher early on. When Carolina could not shake the Hokies' deliberate style of play, it was a matter of holding on until the clock ran out. An ugly win, but a win, Roy Williams called it. So the last week of the regular season begins tonight against Notre Dame on senior night. That is, if a second game isn't snowed out. That would have to be some kind of record, even for schools from the Northeast and Midwest. Besides keeping the momentum going and continuing to improve, there is less at stake now that the Heels have wrapped up a top-four finish in the ACC and a double bye into the quarterfinals of next week's tournament in Greensboro. In fact, one more loss wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It would give Carolina the fourth seed in the tournament and into Virginia's bracket for early games on Friday and Saturday. That means not having to play both Duke and Syracuse. And although Virginia won the regular season, I think the Cavaliers are more beatable than either the Blue Devils or the Orange. And the Tar Heels still have to go to Cameron Indoor for Duke senior night Saturday. Leslie McDonald is the only scholarship senior on the roster and winds up a checkered college career. Leslie missed an entire year with a knee injury and the first 9 games of this season with the NCAA suspension. But it's no coincidence that Carolina got on a roll after McDonald regained his sea legs. In UNC's 12 ACC victories, he has averaged 12 points a game and scored fewer than 9 only 3 times. Take away those subpar performances and Leslie is averaging 14 points and shooting 47% from the floor, 36 from the arc. His ability to stretch the defense has been no small factor in the Tar Heels' recent run. He had great games against Duke and Wake Forest and was the first Tar Heel into double figures in Blacksburg. As I've said in the past, if he plays well into March, Carolina will be a tough out. So keep it going, number 2, and thanks for hanging in there. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
When you walk into Diamonds Direct and you walk into one of these other stores, it's a whole different feeling. It's a whole different selection. It's a whole different grade of merchandise.
Diamonds Direct's Joey Stagnone comparing Diamonds Direct to one of those mega national corporate chain jewelry stores.
Half the stores you go into don't have any diamond selection. They pull up a computer and they go, oh, well, we have this at our other location, but this will be perfect for you. Let me get a deposit from you. We'll bring it in for you. We don't do that here.
Joey says it's also a difference in quality because each diamond at Diamonds Direct is hand-selected by the owners in Tel Aviv. Versus some corporate buying office.
They don't see every diamond they buy. Most corporate offices don't even know about half the merchandise that's being bought by the buyers until it's in the store.
Diamonds Direct.
You're buying from a massive selection where you're going to choose the stone that works best for you.
Better selection, higher quality, unrivaled passion.
Honesty, integrity, selection, caring about the customer more than the almighty dollar.
Diamonds Direct, the Carolinas direct diamond importer.
I will not sell a diamond to anyone unless I love the diamond myself. I won't compromise, not when it comes to diamonds.
Outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Not only does Tobacco Road Sports Cafe offer great food and infinite sports, you can like them on Facebook for a chance to win 2 tickets to the Carolina-Duke rematch March 8th at Cameron Indoor Stadium. The winner will also be in a shooting contest at halftime to win $10,000. So like them on Facebook today. Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, an array of down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a great selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Your destination for March Madness, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off. $200 worth of tax preparation services available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Tire Pros, Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 942-TIRE, Sturdivant's Tire Pros. A winter weather advisory in effect from noon until midnight. Right now, 49 degrees in Chapel Hill, 48 this morning in Carrboro, also 48 in Hillsboro. Rain and sleet predicted this morning. Haven't seen any sleet yet, but plenty of rain. Then sleet with possible snow and freezing rain in the afternoon. Little or no snow and sleet accumulation. Ice accumulation around the trace. Our high today in the middle 50s, but then the temperatures are going to fall dramatically into the upper 20s by the end of the afternoon. And it's going to be rather windy, too, so it's going to seem colder. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy, then clearing after midnight with an overnight low around 15 and some strong winds. Wind chill values as low as 3 above. And tomorrow, more of the same, really, partly sunny, but much cooler with a high only in the upper 30s tomorrow. So some really cold weather is on the way.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com. WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
834 at WCHL, and our weather forecast, well, it's going to take a turn for the colder. Here is National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp to tell you all about what's about to happen.
You'll notice the wind shift around to the northeast and becoming kind of blustery, and then the temperature's dropping also. We are expecting rain to move into the area here shortly. It'll probably be raining, if not by the beginning of the morning commute, at least by the last half of the morning commute, it looks like. And we are expecting rain for a good part of the morning. Looks like around, I will say, anywhere from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., sometime in that two-hour time window. There'll be enough cold air in the lower parts of the atmosphere to change the rain over to a mostly sleet, maybe mix at times a little freezing rain, but mostly sleet, and that sleet will continue for a good part of the afternoon.
Now, that is kind of a situation could we be facing tomorrow morning at this time?
Well, tomorrow morning we're looking at temperatures down around 15 to 16 degrees, so it's going to be much colder. Any moisture that the rain deposits on the roadways later today in the sleet, that will quickly freeze onto the roadways, and so it could be a very slick commute tomorrow morning.
So we could have a completely different situation by this time tomorrow, for sure. Stay with us on WCHL. We do have a few announcements to pass along to you as far as schools are concerned today. Very important. Listen up to this. I'll do them in alphabetical order. We don't have very many announcements, but what we do, very important. Alamance Burlington Schools closing at 11 a.m. today. No after-school activities. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will be closing early. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will close its elementary schools at 11 a.m. Middle schools will get out at 11:45, and the high schools at 12:30 p.m. No after-school activities. Durham Public Schools will be closing 3 hours early. Also, no after-school activities. Hillsborough Christian Academy will be closing early today. Orange Charter School closing at 11:30 this morning. Orange County Schools closing early. Elementary schools get out at 11:20. Middle schools dismiss at 12:20. High schools dismiss at 12:45 p.m. No after-school activities there. And St. Thomas More Catholic School closing at 11:30 a.m. Also, no aftercare and no after-school activities there at St. Thomas More Catholic School. Now, those are all the announcements we have to pass along. We have the complete list on our website at chapelboro.com. Keep listening throughout the day. If we get more announcements, when or if we do, we'll pass them along to you. With six candidates vying to be Orange County's top lawman, the sheriff's race could be the hottest contest on the ballot this May. There are six people running for sheriff now to replace longtime sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who is retiring, Charles Blackwood, Andy Cagle, David Caldwell, Larry Fawcett, and Keith Webster, all running, as is Buddy Parker. A half dozen candidates. We have all the details, again, on our website at chapelboro.com, and you'll hear about it throughout the day. The UNC Athletic academic scandal continues making the rounds in the national news. The latest cover of Bloomberg Businessweek features a large UNC basketball jersey with the letter F in place of a number. And at the bottom, the phrase, no class, in bold letters. Senior writer Paul Barrett was the author of the cover story, which quotes whistleblower Mary Willingham and UNC Provost Jim Dean about the academic quality of student-athletes being admitted to Carolina and the quality of education they get. Luis Fernandez of Carolina Connection spoke with Barrett last week, and here's a portion of that conversation.
Now, what kind of responses have you gotten from the UNC community and beyond with this article?
Very varied responses. I've been gratified to see that the article's been so widely read. I've got a lot of strong positive reaction, and to be fair, some very negative and even hateful reactions from people who misperceive what I'm doing as somehow hostile to the university.
The cover of Bloomberg Businessweek, it really stands out. It grabs your attention right away. Any reasoning behind that?
Well, I think you've taken the right first cut at it. Our magazine is quite well known for its provocative covers that that people talk about, that we hope cause people to pick up the magazine and think deeply about what they find therein. So, you know, we're trying to make it clear that our focus is the university as an institution. We're not, saying that the individual athletes are at fault here, but that there's been a system at UNC that obviously has to change, and the school itself has said that they've had terrible problems in the past and they need to change.
much of what's happened so far with these athletic scandals has related to football, but your article, you refer a lot to basketball. Why focus there?
The reason why I shifted focus as well to the basketball team is because of these same problems for many years in the past. So far as we know, perhaps these problems have been cured. These problems affected the basketball team as well. If you look at the breakdown of particular rosters of basketball teams from UNC, you'll simply see that a lot of them majored during the 2000s in the African American Studies department, and this was during a period when, sad to say, that department was offering bogus classes. So that raises very particular questions. Were those athletes academically eligible during that period? And I know this is a painful thing to raise, but the question has to be asked, were the athletes who were on the championship-winning teams in 2005 and 2009, were they academically eligible?
There's a lot more to that conversation on WCHL. It is Luis Fernandez of Carolina Connection speaking with Paul Barrett last week, Bloomberg Business Week senior writer. Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. They do a really good job of that show. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 on WCHL during the school year. WCHL news time is 8:40. Let's turn to baseball for just a moment. Very successful weekend for the North Carolina baseball team. Tar Heels got their first series sweep of the season, defeating North Florida 8-5 yesterday in Chapel Hill, wrapping up a 3-0 series win and improving now to 7-3 on the season. And Bobby Hundley of UNC Athletics joins us now. And Bobby, in every way, I guess you could say the Carolina baseball weekend was a big success.
Yeah, great weekend. Had some really nice weather the last 2 days. Hope everybody got out yesterday because might be a while before we have great weather like that again, but you know, three wins over a good North Florida team in sort of three different ways, but yeah, very successful first sweep.
Tar Heel pitching staff continued putting in some good work, and the Tar Heel bats really came alive over the weekend. A total of 16 runs in those three games at the Bosch, and everybody has to be happy about that.
Absolutely, and a nice shot in the arm from Corey Dunbar, a sophomore catcher who missed the first six games of the year with mono, but came back and started for the first time this weekend, hit a two-run homer early in the game on Friday that proved to be the difference, and then hit a come-from-behind grand slam late in the Saturday game to help Carolina win.
Wow. Well, coming up in the middle of the week, a home game on Wednesday against Davidson, and let's just pretend for a moment that weather is not going to have any effect on this. What does Carolina's young baseball team hope to accomplish in this game against the Wildcats?
Well, you know, the midweek is a great opportunity to get some young guys, especially in the pitching staff, some action. Last week during the midweek, we saw Luis Paula pitch for the first time in a starting role this year. So you'd probably expect to see another young guy just get an opportunity to start. The weekend rotation has been so solid in Trent Thornton and Benton Moss and Zach Gallen. So it's going to be tough to break into that trio, but the midweek game is such a good opportunity for young guys to establish themselves. You know, last year we saw Trent Thornton start off the season as a midweek guy and obviously has become an outstanding pitcher for the Tar Heels.
Absolutely. And Zach Gallen, another freshman, got his first career win yesterday with six good innings on the mound. And as always, the Carolina baseball team looks to be getting better and better. And certainly I know that Mike Fox is you know, just hoping that this team will peak at the end of the season like it normally does.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's crazy to think considering how cold it's going to be today, but this weekend is the first ACC series of the year. We play conference newcomer Pitt for the first time out at the Bosch this weekend, 3-2-1, and it's kind of hard to believe that league play is already starting.
Yeah, it really is, and I've always thought that about baseball. Man, it's painful to go out there and and play when it's so darn cold. Hey, listen, Bobby Hundley, thank you so much.
No problem.
Bobby Hundley, UNC Athletics, WCHL, UNC Baseball, going 3-0 over the weekend, and a mighty good sign for the Tar Heel baseball team. 8:43 at WCHL, Lee Storo has today's commentary. On the way next, and it's about the siting of early voting locations. That's right after this.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
How do you keep the fire burning? I'm talking about the fire that burns between you and the woman you love. You know how to keep a fire burning in the fireplace. Sure, you blow on those embers, you add some fuel to the fire, a few more pieces of wood, you tend to it. And when you do, you feel a lot of heat. It's the same way with that beautiful fire between the two of you. You tend to it, and when you do, you will feel a lot of heat. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you hand her a little jewelry box from our store, it's like blowing on those embers. You see her start to glow. And when she sees what's inside, that's the fuel for the fire. Suddenly, it's flame on. In just a few moments, you will feel the heat, and it feels great. There's a lot of things in this life that you need to tend to, but the fire between the two of you, it's one of the most important. Come and see us. We will help you keep it burning bright. Valentine's Day is coming. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Town Council Member Lee Storrow. Tomorrow, the Orange County Board of Elections will vote on an early voting plan for the 2014 primary. As seems to frequently be the case in Chapel Hill, the board has to consider a new on-campus voting site at UNC. Movement of offices and renovations of buildings have necessitated that the early voting site on campus move every couple of years. The board has done their work and gathered information in a professional and practiced measure this year. Board of Elections across North Carolina gained a reputation last year for disenfranchising students by moving early voting sites off campus and denying young candidates the right to run for office. The Orange County Board of Elections chair addressed this concern at the last meeting head-on, boldly stating, "This board is not Watauga. I'm confident that the board will live up to this promise and approve an early voting plan that includes a site accessible to the faculty, staff, and students of UNC. I'm recommending that the board select Cobb Dormitory as the early voting site for this year. The Department of Housing and Residential Education are logical partners in civic engagement, and the site could provide some consistency because it is accessible in future years when early voting might overlap with home fall football games. Regardless, I'm confident and hopeful that the board will include a site on campus that's accessible to faculty, staff, and students. The Board of Elections will make their decision at their office in Hillsboro tomorrow, March 4th at 3:30. Join me at the meeting to vocalize your support for an on-campus voting site and see democracy in action. This is Lee Storrow.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM, WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Well, it would appear that everything is working just fine this morning. It's 8:48 at WCHL. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Jewel Recycles. Flash gold is at a 4-month high. Now may be a good time to sell that old, unused jewelry. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the place to go. Well, traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly this morning. We haven't had any problems at all in regards to the rain, and we do expect some ice later on in the day, and that could certainly change the situation dramatically. But we'll keep an eye on it. In the meantime, anytime during the day, if you spot anything that's out of the ordinary, anything that looks like a problem, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Carolina Baseball. Don't miss Carolina versus Pittsburgh at Boschheimer Stadium this coming weekend. Friday at 3, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1. Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com. And don't forget, there's that Wednesday game against Davidson as well. A winter weather advisory in effect at noon. Today, rain and sleet this morning with sleet or possible rain and freezing rain in the afternoon. Little or no accumulation, but we could have a trace of ice by tonight. Our high today in the middle 50s, but a dramatic drop in the temperatures to the upper 20s by the end of the afternoon. It's going to be windy, too, which is going to make it seem colder. 90% chance of precipitation all day. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy, a big chance of a continuing precipitation, and then clearing late tonight. Overnight low about 15, but wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 3 above. So we're talking about really cold weather. And then to start tomorrow, same thing. Partly sunny, much cooler with a high in the upper 30s. Wind chill values as low as 3 or 4 above first thing in the morning. So some cold weather is definitely on the way, and a big change in our weather.
What's the biggest risk trying to buy a diamond online just by looking at its specs on a computer screen?
9 out of 10 times, the diamond is never what they think it's going to be. On paper, it was fine, but it was not nearly as pretty in person. It was not at all what they thought it would be when they got it.
That's Diamonds Direct graduate gemologist Joey Stagnone, who says it's hard to buy a diamond online because every diamond is unique. Even two diamonds with the same grade on paper can look way different.
That's your biggest risk with most diamonds on the internet. They don't look in person how good they look on paper.
Maybe it's got a brown tint, or it's cloudy or hazy.
Most of the diamonds that end up on the internet are diamonds that stores didn't want.
So what may appear to be a real deal may end up being a real disappointment. Diamonds Direct guarantees a better price on a better diamond with free service for life.
If you ever have a problem with the ring, if you ever lose a little side stone, if she ever needs it sized, if she ever needs it polished, all that's free for life here. That's a service you can't put a price tag on.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, a real deal with genuine value on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Part of a dazzling night of 1930s style at the Ackland Art Museum. On Friday, March 14th, the Ackland presents its first Ackland Artini, featuring live 1930s jazz and blues and artistic mixed drinks created by your favorite local bars, including the Crunkleton, Top of the Hill, Jujubee, the Franklin Hotel, and Sugarland. Tickets are available at the Ackland Museum store in downtown Chapel Hill. For more information, go to Ackland's website, Ackland.org.
Glass Half Full is the friendly neighborhood restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. We serve a delicious lunch of fresh salads, soups, and tasty sandwiches, including my favorite lobster rolls and mini burgers, and a soul-satisfying selection of Mediterranean-inspired small plates for dinner. Glass Half Full seasonal contemporary cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, and striking modern design attract discerning friends from around the triangle. So come to Glass Half Full soon for some good food, good drink, and lots of good fun.
Healthy should be easier. At least we think so. We're Massage Envy Spa, and we're making healthy, customized massages easier for everyone to enjoy, especially you. We're all about easy scheduling, neighborhood locations, and a price that's easy to love. Just $49.99 for first-time guests. That's healthy, only easier. That's Massage NV Spa. Schedule today.
Locations in Eastgate and South Point. 1-800-944-ENVY.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding her recent service experience with John Perlman.
The service department at Performance is over and beyond any other auto service department you will ever do business with. I've been doing business with them for over 12 years. We were so impressed with John Perlman and his staff that we purchased another Acura from them. Trust me when I say they always roll out the red carpet and treat me the same now as they did 12 years ago when we purchased our first Acura RL.
Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
855 at WCHL. One more time on the special school announcements we have to pass along to you. First of all, we have a new one. Chatham County Schools will be closing at 11:30. No after-school activities, no board meeting. That's in the Chatham County Schools, closing at 11:30 today. In alphabetical order, here are the rest. Alamance Burlington Schools closing at 11 a.m. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools closing early. Elementary schools get out at 11. Middle schools at 11:45. High schools at 12:30. Durham Public Schools closing 3 hours early. Hillsborough Christian Academy closing early. They don't say what time. Orange Charter School closing at 11:30. Orange County Schools closing early. Elementary schools dismiss 11:20. Middle schools at 12:20. High schools at 12:45. And St. Thomas More Catholic School will be closing at 11:30. No after-school activities for any of those. Those are all the ones we have. And we'll have a complete list on our website throughout the day at chapelborough.com. And one quick word, if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me right now. Tell me what the word is, spell it correctly, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the word of the day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the Performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Friend.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL hometown hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraiser Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gunter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine, where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth, and we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids, when they first came in there, said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
My son, he'll say, gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers. So they all want to come to the house, and I think he understands the bigger picture, and he liked the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids who said, people said wouldn't go to college or wouldn't really amount to anything, all went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit anyway.
Really? Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that, because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I don't ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Well, winter weather advisory goes into effect around noon, and we expect rain and sleet later on in the day. Stay warm.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside to Diamond to Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Zettapani. The United States and its allies have warned Russia there's a price to pay for sending troops into Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, but the Kremlin doesn't seem fazed. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer tells us that was clear from an incident today in the port city of Sevastopol.
I'm on a Ukrainian air base. Around me are Ukrainian soldiers. They're standing their ground, but the Russians have been at the gate, and they've said, we want you off that base today.
In Kiev, CBS's Cammy McCormick takes a look at what the West is doing to support Ukraine.
Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders are prepared to go to the hilt in order to isolate Russia for the invasion of Crimea. Kerry will travel here to Kiev tomorrow for meetings, but most of those talks here will focus on how to assist Ukraine, both politically and economically. Ukraine faces a mountain of debt. There's little desire in the West for a